Good times and great music 2S2 complete this afternoon. Time to get healthy now with our nutritionist from metabolicjumpstart.com. It's Matty O'Neill. How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, nice, Pete. Good to chat with you.
Yeah, good to have you back again. Now, Matty, I want to talk about something that happens to me sometimes because I go to the gym and all that sort of stuff. And we're going to talk about hunger pains, and when's the right time to eat food. I know as kids, when we're growing up, and you know, as a father, at lunchtime, some kids aren't hungry. They don't want to eat food. But we seem to have that set regime where we have breakfast, lunch, dinner. How do we know when we're too hungry, not hungry enough? When should we eat? All that sort of stuff. What's your advice there for that one?
Yeah, well, it's a tricky one because most people overeat. You know, way too many calories than we need. I mean, that's why we've got bulging waistlines. And getting in tune with your natural hunger is one of the best ways that you can naturally eat less. And you might surprise yourself. You can get away with eating less food because, you know, as you mentioned, when we're kids, we're already trained maybe to eat when we're not hungry. You know, there's little lunch or play lunch and we eat something then. Lunch and we eat something then. And fair enough, you've got to make sure kids eat, and it's good to have routine. But then when they get home, they might have a snack. And, you know, as parents, the challenge is to get kids to eat when they're hungry and not eat when they're not. Then the kids go off to grandma's and they get cake and Mickey's and they get overfed once again. So, yeah, today I want to give people, you know, the real good information, which is how to know if you're actually hungry or not.
Okay. Well, how do we know when we're hungry?
Well, I guess genuine hunger. This is genuine hunger.
Yeah.
You tend to feel right in your belly. You know, people know when they're absolutely ravenous. They might feel sick in the belly. You start to feel a bit low. You know, you get a bit dizzy. And I often say to people, you know, if you're genuinely hungry, you really feel it in your belly, as opposed to you just got sniff of some fresh bread and thought, oh, that'd be yummy. That's just appetite. That's an appetite trigger.
Okay.
You're genuinely hungry in your belly, or you're fatigued, which means you're generally just, I don't have the energy, you might need more food then. Or the third thing is, if you're lightheaded, if you're really lightheaded and you think, wow, I've cut back on my food, let's say to diet and get into shape, then that means you need to increase your food too. So if you're genuinely hungry, fatigued, or lightheaded, if you're not any of those things, I think it's just an appetite trigger and you should think twice about eating that food.
All right, so what should we do if we're not going to eat the food? Should we have a glass of water or a glass of milk to take that appetite pain away?
Yeah.
To numb it a bit?
Water's a good thing. And remember, it takes time to get in sync with your hunger. If you've been trained as your mum or your grandmother for years and then you want to retrain or reprogram yourself, it doesn't happen overnight. So be prepared to take a couple of weeks at least to do it. And, you know, like you said, a glass of water can be one of the best things you have because that puts something in the belly.
Yeah.
And then it might be, oh, that's just taking the edge off my appetite till I get to my normal snack or my normal meal. You know, it doesn't go away, though. You know, hunger may go away, but if it comes back in 20 minutes, that's your body's way of saying you really need to eat, and that's when you should pay attention to it. But if it goes away and you get distracted, and, you know, distracting yourself with a walk, a phone call, getting back onto the job at your computer, distraction is a real good tactic as well, because if it's not hunger, it tends to go away.
Okay. Matty, mate, thanks for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Pete.